Well, this morning we want to talk about the Montgomery County Fair. We are in the heat of summer, and that means fair season here in the Nishna Valley. And Sadie Lindgren is with us this morning. She's the Extension Director in Montgomery County. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you guys get excited when it gets close to fair time?
We are very excited. Yes, we are ready.
Well, it's a lot of work that goes into this between the fair board and the staff and coordinating schedules and things. I'm always amazed at how these schedules can come together because they seem to be so complicated.
Yes, it takes lots of work and lots of volunteers to make it happen.
No doubt. Well, it's a lot of work that's gone into this, so let's make it great. And we've got a lot of things going on during the course of the fair, and I want to pick things apart a little bit at a time. But first of all, I want to talk about the food, because at the end of the day, we all eat, we all enjoy it, and we all look forward to the types of foods we can get at the county fairs. So food looking good this year?
Yes. We are going to have lots of food vendors, lots of food trucks at our fair, and then in the 4-H concession stand, we are going to have Val's Pizza. So, tons of good fare at the Montgomery County Fair this year.
What's your favorite fair food?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I love the fresh-squeezed lemonade.
Oh, that sounds really good on a hot day.
That's
not a bad call at all. Yeah, I've often wondered when I see all these young people walking around with funnel cakes on days when it's 90 degrees and 95% humidity. That's got to weigh heavy. You got to have something to wash that down with.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit about entries and things, too, because the reason we do fairs is to show off all the activities that the youngsters are involved in. When it comes, like, for example, to livestock shows, do they all look like the numbers are going to be pretty good again this year?
Yes, they do. Right now, our entries are up in everything, so we're pretty happy about that.
That's great. So what about static exhibits? Are you seeing a lot of activity?
Yes. We've had lots of workshops throughout the year, and the kiddos, they work really hard to put their projects together. So our static exhibits, our communications table setting, everything like that looks really good for this year.
Great. Do you have a favorite thing that you like to enjoy during the fair if you get a couple of minutes to enjoy things?
Oh, honestly, I just love taking time to talk to the kids about their projects and why they wanted to do that.
Yeah, well, there's so much going on there, too. Have there been any big changes to the show this year?
Not a ton of big changes. I'd say the main things would be our dog show will now take place in the Livestock Pavilion on Tuesday of our fair. And then we also added a rabbit agility class. So it's going to follow our rabbit show and come out and enjoy some rabbit agility.
All right. Hey, I've got to ask, because this is something I'm showing my age here now. What is the Gaga Ball Tournament?
Yes, so that is for our 4-H and FFA exhibitors, and they can come out. We have a Gaga Ball pit right outside of our static building, and it's a pit, and they just kind of pat the ball around. They know the rules. I've never played it, but they have a ton of fun with it.
Something for the kids, because us older folks, we just don't understand that.
That's right.
Okay. We can watch and dream about the day we used to be able to do those things.
Yes, I watch and hold the championship trophy until we have a winner.
Okay, very good. Hey, when it comes, Sadie, to the livestock shows, is the schedule pretty much the same as it has been?
Yes, everything will be the same this year, other than the dog show has moved.
Okay, all right. Well, and you guys have such nice facilities there in Montgomery County. They've really built those up over the years.
Yes, we are very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about some of the other activities and things that go on with regard to entertainment, because there's a lot of folks have nighttime entertainment. Then there's also some of the kind of the things that go on during the day. Give us a rundown of some of the things going on.
Yeah. So a couple things that we added this year for entertainment is on Wednesday night of our fair. So on July 15th at 9:00 p.m., we are going to have a foam party near the grandstand arena. So bring the kids, come on out to enjoy a foam party. That'll be a ton of fun. And then on Thursday, July 16th, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau is going to have a breakfast for our exhibitors and family. But then they're also offering a kids' day for all kids. So anybody with kiddos, they can bring them out for a fun kids' day with the Farm Bureau on Thursday, July 16th. And then that evening, we have ATV races in the grandstand arena. And then on Friday, we have the bull riding, and this is a free event. So thanks to the Montgomery County Fair Board, the bull riding will be free in the Grandstand Arena. And then we have a DJ immediately following. And then on Saturday night, we have the Demolition Derby. So everybody loves the Demolition Derby.
Yeah, we all wish we could drive in it.
Talk
about those, some of the events. Do they all draw pretty well for you?
Yeah, I believe so. Usually we have a really big crowd those evenings.
Great. Awesome. Well, and hopefully the weather is nice for all of those things, too. Now, a lot of times at county fairs, we'll see kind of some different things going on. Some folks will, you mentioned kind of a kids' day type activity. Some folks have like a senior day where there might be some things like that. Do you have different activities planned?
So we have our kids' day, and that's hosted by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And then we do not have a senior day, but anybody and everyone's welcome to participate. We're going to have lots of games kind of set up around the fair, some inflatables. So anybody's welcome to come out, enjoy the good food and fun games.
Yeah, and lots of other things going on during the course of, too. Usually folks have some, oh gosh, there might be clowns or some magicians or different things like that. You have some type of entertainment during the day like that?
Yeah, we're going to have a critter close-up on Saturday, as well as a petting zoo. So you can come see some critters up close at 11, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock on Saturday, July 18th. And then we're going to do it again on Friday, July 17th, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. And then also just come enjoy the petting zoo. It's great, super fun. But yeah, that kind of sums up everything that we're going to do at the fair for fun stuff.
All right. So lots of opportunity. I know folks a lot of times will come out, parents, grandparents, and what have you, to see their kids and grandkids show animals or win awards at the in the static exhibit areas and things like that. But it's really important for the community to come out and support, to support the food stands, to support the different things that go on, because that's what, isn't that what perpetuates the fair year after year?
Yes, that's right. Come out and support all the kiddos, all the 4-H and FFA exhibitors, and then all the vendors that are there as well.
Yeah. Sadie, does it take a lot of volunteers to make fair happen?
Oh, more than I can count. We are so blessed to have so many wonderful volunteers.
Yeah, and that's more than just the fair board members.
Yes. Yep, it goes into our superintendents, our club leaders, other volunteers that help on static day, the shooting sports day, in the livestock arena. It takes several.
Yeah, and this is why it's so difficult to, it's a project to keep county fairs alive. People sometimes think they go every year and they think these things just kind of organically happen, but they don't, do they?
No, we start planning the next county fair right after this one's done.
Yeah, it's a year-long process. Very good. Well, with all that said, Sadie, give us your assessment of the Montgomery County Fair. Still strong?
I think it's going to be super fun. I'm predicting beautiful weather, so put it on your calendar to come on out. We start activities on Saturday, July 11th, with our shooting sports, and then we continue with fun activities all the way through Sunday, July 19th. So check out our fair schedule on our website. There's always going to be something going on.
All right. Very good. Well, it's good to have the assessment, and I'm really that's pretty gutsy throwing it out there on the weather.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, we think positive, good things will happen. And good things always happen when we go to fair, right?
That's right. It's always fun.
You bet. Well, the Montgomery County Fair, again, going on here in this middle part of July. We hope folks get a chance to get out and really enjoy so many of the things going on at the fairgrounds there in Red Oak. And we'll be live as well, bringing you some of the updates from the youngsters that are participating in fair. So keep it tuned to KJAN for plenty of Southwest Iowa County Fair coverage here again this year. Sadie Lindgren has been with us this morning with the Montgomery County Fair. Sadie, thank you so much. Have a great fair.
Thank you.